And the 14th of February might be known as Valentine's Day, but it's also known as the day that the 55th Lock Cup will be running this year. Craig McGlashan from Lock Racing Club joins us. Craig, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What can we expect for the 55th Lock Cup to be run on the 14th of February this year? Because we are operating in different circumstances, obviously.
Well, weather permitting, I would say it's going to be a good day. Us old fellas reckon we know the weather backwards.
Yep.
Long term, it looks it's going to be quite a nice day. Fair enough, we're going to be under the guidelines of COVID safety. Originally, we said that you needed to pre-purchase tickets on MossTix, but you still can buy tickets at the gate. Naturally, you'll have to log in, whether you do it with your phone app or sign on the dotted line. But other than that, everyone's quite aware of what the COVID protocol is now, 1.5 metre spacing and everything else. And we got plenty, anyone who's been there knows we got plenty of open space to be able to keep the distancing going on.
Pretty much, if you want to go somewhere, to make sure you keep your distance but still have a great day.
But you still go. And TRSA, to the best of my knowledge, we're allowed to have 1,000 there, so there's no reason for you not to come. One of the things we're going to go on with this year is for bus loads that come, they'll get a discount at the gate, $10 a ticket. I mean, basically it'll be half price. Possibly it might be better to ring Jackie before you turn up with the bus load so that we can be a little bit better prepared. But the parking's there for them and everything's a hard-working committee are working out there now. I think anyone who's been there know it's such a great day under the gums, in the shade. You'll never go thirsty, you'll never go hungry.
Well, that's a very good point, Craig McGlashan from the Lock Racing Club. When you do get through the gates, what can we expect? The number of races, the facilities available?
Oh, well, it's a six-race meet. You know, they range from 1,000 metres up to the 1,900 metre Lock Cup, sponsored by Ramsey Brothers, of course. Of course, we won't know the numbers until the week before. But yes, we've got the handicaps, we've got a plate, we've got the Lock Cup. It's going to be a great day. We got some great prizes. First prize for the ladies, second prize, and we got first and second prize for the men as well. They're $200 baskets and vouchers and all sorts of things there. There's two drink vouchers as well. I do believe a couple of returns are coming, coming again. And we'd like to think that because Lock is Lock and the trainers love it, the course is fairly open, we're going to be watering the course. We always try and get the course up to spick and span. There's $150 worth of equine products for the trainer of the day, a jockey of the Lock Cup as well. Also, there's lots of tickets for best race day hat millinery and anything else that they reckon you look good for.
That's perfect. What and gates open at, I understand, 11 a.m. Is that correct?
Yes. But if you want to come early, you can come early. You mightn't get fed before then, but come and get a good seat and sit in the sun. And of course, we got Tab there. The van's going to be there, of course. And we've got closed circuit satellite TV. You'll be able to operate in that area from 8 or 9 o'clock if you wanted to. The bus is going to be there, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 TV monitors, and, of course, two bookies are going to be there as well.
Everything set for the 55th Lock Cup to take place on the 14th of February. Gates do open at 11 a.m. Craig McGlashan, thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy race day.
And thank you.